sections is Bob.
Holy crap, this is Miles. Wow, he just blew up my ears.
Sorry.
No, the connection went dead there as it was dialing up, and then all of a sudden, it's like, man, you came on. Like,
ah! I muted for a minute while I was like burping or something here. So.
It's like 2001 where they find the obelisk on the moon or something. You know, they
oh, yeah.
Dun, dun,
bom, bom, bom.
Wow.
So, hey, I got a couple questions for you.
Yeah, just tone it down a little bit, man. Jeez.
Well, sorry, man. Jeez. Louise.
Go. Go, man.
Mr. Wow. Sensitive Ears here.
Wow.
Frankenstein's monster said to his bride, I love blank women. Fill in the blank.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Fill in the blank.
I love blank women. I love... oh, I'm too tired to think of a funny line. I like blank.
Frankenstein's monster said to his bride, I love blank
freak
women.
Freaky.
Freaky women.
Da, 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 da.
And our contestant.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, horny. Sorry.
Horny.
No match.
Horny.
All right, how about this one? Carl said... I'm worried about my psychiatrist. While I'm telling him my problems with women, he's blanking.
Show me whacking it.
Whacking. Ding, 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 ding. Got a match. John had a summer blank.
Sausage?
Show me sausage.
Show me John sausage.
Da, 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 da. So you're going to ask yourself, why am I asking you game show questions?
Why? Yeah.
Because I hold in my hand, Mr. Miles Title, three original match game questions.
Huh.
I recently had a birthday, you know, and I had some birthday money.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened upon Dick DiBartolo, who's a writer for Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
He's also the writer of many a match game question. And he was selling out of his private collection these 3x5 cards that had questions that were asked on the match game back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And so I paid $20 and got some.
I love it. That's great. That's
great. My wife thinks I'm an idiot, but
that's great. No.
The first one, the Frankenstein's monster question, actually was a really old one. This is before I even watched the match game. It was from 1968.
Wow.
And it was asked of Joe Garagiola.
Uh-huh.
Joey G.
Uh-huh.
Now, the next one, the one about the psychiatrist, was from 1975, and that is when I was watching the match. It doesn't say having a celebrity's name on it or anything.
Yeah.
And then the last one doesn't have a date on it, the one about John had a summer. But it is signed by the author, Dick DiBartolo. So.
Really?
I thought that was kind of funny, yeah.
I think it's great to hear you pony up money for the show. I think that's good. I'd like to...
I pony up money for the show all the time.
Yeah, I know. See, I don't know it, but see, I just assume this is all free.
You mean, yeah, exactly.
I know it's not, but I just assume.
You mean
it is.
Ponying up money for something other than the usual, I guess, is what you're saying. Like buying a book like
right,
you do.
Right,
whatever.
Like I buy books or, you know.
Well, I wanted it for myself, actually. I got...
that's cool.
I got... I was surprised. I was expecting to get the three cards, and on this little... If you go to the GizWiz... I think it's gizwiz.biz.
Yeah.
And that's his website. And you can look around there and find this little deal he's got going on. But he said, well, one will be from have the celebrity's name on it, and then the other two will be from whatever I just randomly pull out of this box here. But I thought that was kind of cool. I love the match game, you know.
Is that the same website you sent me about the life-size Princess Leia?
No, that's Gizmodo. That's different.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I love to read about the gadgets, so that's how I find all this stuff. But yeah, no, it was kind of cool. But he writes for Mad Magazine. Not only did I get my three cards, I got a free issue of Mad Magazine as well.
Oh, cool.
So I haven't read that in a long time. I used to read Mad all the time.
Me too.
Back in the 70s. Yeah. And so it was kind of fun. I haven't read it in a while. So I got a Mad Magazine and my three cards, my three game show cards. And I'll take a picture and put it up on the website. So Hollywood memorabilia.
I've got an issue with Pee-wee Herman on it. Do you want to see it?
An issue with what?
Mad Magazine.
Oh, so. I thought you meant your issue. You got an issue with Pee-wee Herman.
I got an issue with a kick his ass.
I was in that Florida porno thing at the same time, and
that was my bit, man.
That was
my bit. No.
I kept hearing that laugh. Secret words whacking off. Cowboy Curtis. Anyway.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that's cool. The whole Cowboy Curtis, you know, was Morpheus, so.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not take him so seriously.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Come on, Neo. You have a choice. You could take the red, blue pill or the red pill, or you could play with Globy or sit in the comfy chair.
Yeah, so anyway. Mm-hmm. That was my my big birthday money expenditure here was Match Game cards.
Wow.
I loved them. I especially loved the one. See, now this is the one, the middle one there about the psychiatrist. That's the kind of sexual innuendo I remember growing up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Carl said, I'm worried about my psychiatrist. While I'm telling him my problems with women, he's blanking. See, that's the funny stuff I remember.
You blank know? A doodle-doo.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Da, 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 da.
So, yeah, no, that's what. So. My big thing, it finally came in the mail. I was so thrilled about it. My wife was like, what the hell is that? Yeah.
There you go.
It's funny. Okay. So I'll take a picture and put it up.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
Kind of like that. Yeah. And speaking of pictures, I had a picture of wiping materials. You see that?
Yeah, I did. Thanks. Yeah. I always enjoy when my name's associated with your perverted.
I pulled up behind this truck on the way home from work the other night. Mm-hmm. It says for all your wiping needs or something like that. It's
just
bizarre.
Uh huh.
It's bizarre, man.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, thanks. Put my name with it.
I thought
it was
doing like door to door toilet paper or something.
Da, 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 da.
You probably. You probably have those guys drop by. They're like the Schwann's man, you know?
Yeah, everything just stops.
Wait!
They drop off a supply of paper goods.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah, we were chopping up there a little bit.
You sound like a Cylon again.
Oh, well, I just have to deal with that.
You sound like a dialect, actually.
Bioman.
Could you say exterminate?
Exterminate. Exterminate.
I'm getting you in a weird voice, man.
We had like a little bump there. So what's going on with you?
I'm afraid to talk because it's such a weird thing, man.
It doesn't sound weird on this end.
It's weird on this end, though.
Well, it sounds fine over here. Keep going.
Okay, well, I had a weird experience with caramel candy. Caramel apples. Caramel apples, I guess, with nuts.
My mom always told me not to put them in my pants and paint a hair dryer on her.
You sound like one of those guys that have had their voice boxes taken out and they're like putting that thing to their throat.
Hi, Larry. How are you today?
Oh, God. It's freaking me out, man.
Pass me another cigar.
You're freaking me out with this voice.
All right, go ahead. I'll talk to you. You just tell
I feel like
story,
I'm talking
Larry.
To the devil.
You tell your story about you and your perverted caramel apples.
So
I've got it's a human stick in my apple. Go ahead and eat it.
So, yeah, both me and my son have been injured by these goddamn things.
Yeah?
He, my son was complaining about, like, a loose tooth, you know?
So you gave him a caramel apple?
Yeah, well, my wife assured him that his tooth would not come out, you know?
Yeah, right.
He's like, Mom, my molar is loose. And she's like, oh, your molars don't fall out, honey. So
of course, when you're malnourished, you're eating only caramel apples. That happens.
Yeah. He's got scurvy, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Sure enough, that son of a bitch falls out. He's all freaked out.
Is he getting his wisdom teeth already or something?
I don't know what's going on, man. It freaked him out, though.
I think he should be freaked out. Those are like permanent teeth. They're not going to be falling out yet.
I know.
Kid's like, it's like super malnourished. DCFS yeah. is going to come in and visit you guys.
Yeah.
This isn't the kid you peed on, is it?
No, this is my kid, man. Jeez.
You peed on one of them, I remember.
What?
There is a show where you talk about peeing on one of your children.
What? You're high, man.
I'm not high. I'll have to dig it up now.
Yeah,
you were during the potty training years, and you, yeah. you he was in there watching you for some reason, and you
oh wait, he was trying to grab my stream or something like that. Is that the story?
Yeah, I think that's it. You peed on it.
That might have. No, I don't know. I don't even know which kid that was. No, I don't.
Oh yeah, well, it's your children.
So, the next night I go to eat one of these things, right?
And your tooth comes out.
No,
they're radioactive.
I don't know how this happened, but I ended up impaling the top of my mouth with the stick. I went to bite this damn thing somehow, and it just like,
You're one aggressive gobble wobbler, that's for goddamn
sure. I know, man. It's like, my wife's trying to guess what's wrong. She's like, did you bite yourself? Did you bite your tongue? Did you break your tooth? Did you? I'm like, shut the fuck up! Ow! I'm gonna pay! Fuck!
Tell Baloo! Shut up, Tell Baloo!
Oh, man, that hurt. Oh, man.
I'm gonna be impaling something in the roof of your mouth in a second.
I'm gonna be suing Happy Time caramel apples here. Jesus. People, stay away from these caramel apples with nuts, man. Jeez.
I got a goddamn nut up in my sinus cavity.
Oh, man. I thought I seriously hurt myself. I'm like, oh.
You're not supposed to eat it down to the tub, for Christ's sake.
No, it was like the first bite I was taking of this thing. It was like,
Oh, nice.
Oh, man.
And then a mass of Lilliputians ran up my legs.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They tried to tie me down with thread, but I busted right out of that.
Oh, man. That hurt.
Yeah.
But it healed itself pretty fast, so that was the weird part.
Because it got caramelized.
Yeah.
Until that piece of peanut starts getting infected up in there.
So don't try to deep throat an apple, let me tell you. Jesus. Great. Man.
Hey, honey, let me demonstrate what I saw on the internet the other night.
Yeah. I want to try this.
Let me show you what I want you to do later.
This is called the Dirty Sanchez.
Imagine this apple as a peanut.
Oh, man, did I hurt myself. Ah.
That's nice. Well, there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
You tickled your brain a little bit with the old stick there.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That felt good.
So you're going to be all right there, you know?
Yeah, I'm just not eating those freaking apples anymore. I can tell you that.
Well, it's not like you put the whole goddamn thing in your mouth.
I don't even know how I was biting the damn thing. Next thing I know, that damn apple slipped and that damn stick shot in my mouth.
Goddamn Shaggy over here.
Ooh, a snack! I got the munchies!
Scooby-Doo!
Oh.
Don't hit the stick!
Yeah.
It's gonna impale my brain!
Oh, man, it felt like it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job there, Slick.
Yeah, so stay away, man.
So, Happy Time Apples, huh?
Yeah, I think that's what they're called, Happy Time Apples.
Yeah, Danger.
Yeah, Danger Time Apples.
They've got preloaded sticks that shoot up in your brain.
Yeah, like some punji stick or something. Whatever they had in Vietnam.
The kids are going, our tiger tap is getting set.
Yeah.
When Dad bites down on the apple, it's going to set up the CO2 cartridge in the handle.
Oh, man.
And if we did, send the stick straight up into his nasal cavity, he'll start struggling. It'll leave a splinter, and in 25 years, he'll die.
Yeah. That could be.
You know what we're going to do tonight, Pinky?
Oh, man.
I don't know, boy.
What we do every night. Try to kill his father.
He's an easy target. It's always sticking sharp implements in his mouth. Forks.
Yeah, they're going to get that, like, retainer. You're going to get a stainless steel retainer stick in your mouth every time you eat.
I'm just glad it hit the hard part of the top of my mouth, not the soft. Man.
I hate to see what you do at a Chinese restaurant with chopsticks, for Christ's sake.
I know. My nose!
I'm doing self-piercing on the inside.
I'm scratching my brain.
Yeah, nice. Well, I'm glad that worked out.
It did.
Hopefully, you'll be able to enjoy some more.
Goodness.